Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. Glad you could join us today. A downtown Lansing icon is celebrating a momentous event in 2015. This year, Kosacek's menswear store celebrates its 150th anniversary in mid-Michigan. Four generations of the Kosacek family have operated the business. Current president David Kosacek has been at the helm since 1997. When Current State's Kevin Lavery walked into David Kosacek's office, David told Kevin that even though his own father, Richard, has been gone 18 years, he still feels like he's borrowing that room. And it's obvious that he enjoys telling his family's story.
My great-grandfather came from Czechoslovakia and immigrated to the United States in or around 1865 and ended up in Eaton Rapids, Michigan, where we started our store.
And how did Henry start out? Did he make his own clothes? Did he get clothes from somewhere else? How did it all begin?
My great-grandfather started as a really a traveling salesman, going door to door. And that's how he started as a small merchant, eventually opening up a set of front doors in downtown Eaton Rapids. Today, it's the home of Pettit Hardware, and Pettit's have been there well over 100 years, but that was where our original store started.
I'm talking now with Matthew McLeod, who is the general manager of Kosacek's. You have a very elaborate book here on the 145th anniversary of the store 5 years ago, and you put this together.
I did, with the help of Kim Kaufman, who does all of our marketing for us. And so she's the photographer. So I supplied her with the information and the photographs, and she and I compiled the book. And we're working on a second edition that'll come out in October for our 150th with some new pictures. And we didn't touch on the family a lot in this book, but in the next book we will.
Matthew, how does Kosacek's keep up with fashion trends over the years? Have there been milestones in fashion, in the history of Kosacek's, that have been pivotal times?
Well, I think from the little bit of research that I did on, say, the early, like the turn of the century or the roaring 20s, there was a lot of color and there was a lot of style, but then with the onset of the Depression, everything got a little drab. Fabric was a little harder to get, so things were... fashions changed a little bit. They went from a lot of color to a lot of monotone, you know, browns and olive and that sort of thing. But I think a lot of history dictates a lot of what happens in fashion. You know, during World War II, that was another thing. There was a lot of rationing, so things got shorter, coats got shorter. People were wearing shorter trousers. You know, things didn't have as many buckles and buttons and things. So there was a definite influence by what's going on in the world, I think.
So there's been a pendulum then of practicality and vanity, and it swings back and forth depending upon the economy.
And the people and people's mood, you know. And I think that's one thing that the Kosacek's has always done, is they've always been, I don't want to say progressive, but they've always anticipated maybe, and they've always been able to change with this change in times. So they've been able to adapt accordingly to the environment that we're, you know, thrust upon.
I'll come back to David here. David, were there key moments in these 150 years where there was a sea change in the industry that made Kosacek's grow or adapt or evolve in some way?
I think there probably were. I started in the late 60s is when I really became involved on a selling basis at our store. And back then, it was Swedish knit suits, and polyester was important factor in for many of the manufacturers at that time. I watched the prices evolve and change, and with that, the fabrics and the just the whole industry has changed in that we're doing business now, today, in 2015, with some of the best manufacturers in the world, many of them from Italy, some from Canada. So that's reflective of what's happened in our industry.
Well, do you still have some older customers who have been here for quite some time and they remember that brand and they come to Kosacek's for that? And how have they had to adapt to what you're selling now?
I think most people would like to buy Made in America. That being said, I think the majority of people understand that if it isn't being made, it's not available.
We're talking with David Kozacek, the president of Kozacek's in Lansing, also with Matthew McLeod, who's the general manager of the store. Matthew, let's go back to the book a little bit here. Can you show me some pictures of what Kozacek's fashion has looked like over the years?
Sure. Let's see if we can. Well, this is one of the oldest photos that we have of the store. This was taken in 1869, and this is 210 South Washington. At the time, Kozacek's had two locations, this location and then and then 200 blocks south. This was the millinery store. You can see by the picture that all the fabrics and then here the clothing and dry goods were sold.
And we're looking at three gentlemen in the picture, and it's very much post-Civil War. I can see Abraham Lincoln wearing something very similar.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I'm not sure of their identities, but so here you get into, this is the current store we're in right now, so you can see merchandising was a lot different than it is today.
It had more of a warehouse shelf stacked look.
Yep, exactly. A lot of bland color and, you know, not nearly as visual as we wear today. But
so layout and design and flow was really secondary in the old days to functionality.
Yeah, and as you can see, the stores were long, narrow, and long. So there really wasn't a pattern. You know, you could go one way. That would be straight back and forward, so everything had to be laid out very easily.
What you see here, Kevin, is a tube system here, and the salesman would take the money from the customers, and then it would go up to the office upstairs, and that's how the transactions were made.
Yeah. Just sucked it right up then.
Yeah, you don't see a cash register. Yeah. It's done up off the floor. So,
who do you see as your competition?
I would say that any set of front doors is competition. Whether it's a more opening and moderate price to a high price, whether they're in Lansing or whether they're in Chicago or Grand Rapids or Detroit, they're all competition. So you, and being in business as long as we have, you always have to envision competition right next door to you. You want to be different. You need to set yourself apart. And we do that with our service. We do it with just the culture that we've created here.
And I'm looking over here at the jewelry counter. That's a fairly recent addition, so an evolution of product line.
We're always changing. We're always thinking about what our customers might enjoy seeing when they come to our store. So the jewelry department joined us 7 years ago, and it's been a great partnership with Leon G. Jewelers. We have a shoe department, we have a hair salon. So all those things make for they have synergy and make for a wonderful, harmonious retail shopping experience.
How are you celebrating your 150th? You published a book a few years ago. Anything similar, any similar plans this year?
Coming this fall, we are putting together and we'll re-release a 150th historical book about our company, about our anniversary, and we plan on having a few private events and a few public events, but ringing a quiet bell, marking our 150th year serving Lansing and Michigan.
For any business to survive 150 years is impressive. What has been the constant that has kept the thread going, so to speak?
You know, it has to. It's guesswork on my part. You know, looking back, I'm 62 years young, or 62 years old, and I can only surmise in that it really was the people that this company was lucky enough to have, even back then. Even 150 years ago, we had wonderful people that were working with us. And I think therein lies the difference for a family business that has been able to span four generations. People don't work for us. They work with us. And we row the boat together. And that has been the motto that we have always had. That was true. I was lucky enough to work with my grandfather, Lewis, and I worked with my father, Richard. And we just, it was an honor and a pleasure. We often sit and say that my dad could walk back in, or my grandpa, and nothing has changed. It really hasn't. The culture is still the same.
David Kozacek, president and owner of Kozacek's in Lansing, and also Matthew McLeod, general manager. Congratulations on your 150th birthday. David, great talking with you.
Thank you, Kevin. It was a pleasure to visit with you today.
Matthew, a pleasure.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.